Charles Schwab. Talk to Chuck. Learn more at schwab.com.
This being Monday morning, Brian Ford joins us from RBC Wealth Management for his analysis of the business and financial news. Good morning, Brian.
Hi, Wayne. Happy foggy Monday.
Yeah, boy. Well, stocks were up a little bit last week. How does it look to you?
Well, you know, last week was one of those weeks, Wayne, where it was kind of okay to be a little up or a little down. There was nothing great going on one way or the other. We'll take a relatively benign week like that. This week we are expecting a relatively short week in terms of business at hand. Holiday shortened week because of Thanksgiving, let's be honest, with even though the markets open on Friday, pretty much of a non-business day. Likely low volume in the market this week, not a lot of trading activity, but that does sometimes lead to higher swings when certain market participants are absent. We'll have to see if the proverbial Santa Claus rally kicks in from traditionally around the end of November to the beginning of January is typically a positive time for the stock market. Of course, we did note that last week General Motors' new initial public offering, the IPO, dominated the news late in the week as the new stock came out higher than expected, and the company believes it is able to pay off about $13 billion of the money it owes to the U.S. taxpayers. So all in all, a pretty benign week, but we'll take it.
Ireland, known for the color green, but apparently they've been short of the green just lately. Bring us up to date.
Yeah, I would say they're not in the black. Would you say that?
Right.
Yeah, the title of this segment I would call Europe Again, ... You know, we hear this morning that the EU, the European Union, has officially approved a bailout, that's a bad word these days, for Ireland, to the tune of up to about $100 billion. There's been a great deal of maneuvering and positioning on this issue as Ireland's political leadership has insisted for months that they did not need help. It appears that Ireland, which was really one of the earlier countries to provide assistance to their financial system way back in early 2008, it appears that Ireland has been playing the extend and pretend game, Wayne. That might be a new term to our listeners. Extend and pretend is when a country or a company puts a problem off and hopes that it gets better down the line. They don't deal with the core issues severely. And basically, in Ireland's case, they're failing to appreciate how dependent the Irish economy is and has been on real estate, which has been very weak of late. I don't have to tell you that. So what does this mean for the other European nations? Well, they have exposure of over $600 billion to Ireland in terms of loans and banking relationships. And so the European countries like Germany and France and the UK are definitely going to protect their interests. It's likely the euro will go down in value and the U.S. dollar will go up in the near term. The big question, of course, Wayne, is who's next? Things had kind of calmed down in the Eurozone in the late summer and early fall after all the problems with Greece back in the spring. You remember all that?
Yep.
Now the big question is it going to be Spain? Is it going to be Italy? Tensions mount as traders try to position accordingly.
Mm-hmm. We don't talk as much about the bond market as the stock market, but bonds have been kind of volatile lately. I'd like to get your take on it.
Well, they have, Wayne. I'm glad you bring that up because the last couple of weeks, ever since the Federal Reserve announced their new policy called Quantitative Easing 2 or QE2, the bond market has been especially volatile. So I want to talk about what's going on. And really, this is relevant, as you mentioned. The bond market has much more at stake in terms of dollars invested than the stock market. It just doesn't get as much media attention. And also, it is a little bit confusing to some people because the bond market has an inverse relationship where, you know, when prices go down in bonds, the yields will go up. So it's a little bit different than the stock market. But basically, here's what's going on. There's several cross-current factors hitting all at one time. The midterm elections, the Federal Reserve QE2, the federal program called the Build America Bonds. And basically what's happening, Wayne, is that the Federal Reserve's program of quantitative easing where they expected rates to go down. Rates have been going up because of several things. Number one, the national elections, you know, with the Republicans having won the House, it now is very much in debate as to whether the tax cuts are going to expire.
Mm-hmm.
They may go forward, which may make municipal bonds or tax-free bonds somewhat less attractive to some investors. Also, there's a big problem in the Build America bond program, one that is backed wholly by the federal government. there has been a lot of concern about that program basically being canceled or pulled off the books next year. So there's a lot of cities and townships who are strapped for cash, who are crushing a lot of their deals here into November and December, trying to get them all done before January 1st when the program goes out. So basically what you have, Wayne, is a lot of supply on the market and a weakening demand. And if you remember from Econ 101, if supply is high and demand is low, prices go down. And that's really what's going on in the municipal bond market right now, is a lot more volatility than people expected. In our opinion, we don't feel that it's anything longer term that's going to be much of a problem. It's not very much credit related.
Mm-hmm.
We think it's more of a technical issue that's affecting things right now.
All right. Our time is just about gone. I don't think we have time enough to bring up another topic.
Well, how
morning.
About next week? Can we talk about the holiday shopping?
Absolutely. With Friday, the traditional so-called Black Friday, even starting on Thanksgiving Day, we were just hearing they're going to start early.
And I do want to talk about the hiring practices and what we're expecting in sales, and also talk about Cyber Monday, which is the online shopping on Monday, which will be as big as ever.
Right. So we'll have a lot to talk about next Monday at this time.
All right. Well, happy Thanksgiving, Wayne.
Same to you, Brian. Brian Ford at RBC Wealth Management. It's 8:40.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning.